I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Thursday, Bangladesh had its first general election since protests toppled the previous government in 2024. Under the interim government, rising militance has been allowed to grow. Bruce Allen with FMI says radical Muslims have been energized by the chaos. This has led to greater threats and obstacles for church planters, people like Pastor Jit, who shepherds five congregations.
He has noticed that there's increased surveillance in his district by the Bangladesh Army. And so the questions that army officers ask him as he travels from village to village are also increasing.
As new leaders rise in Bangladesh, pray for wisdom for Christians obeying God's call to share the gospel. If you want to come alongside church planters like Pastor Jit, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And winter storms are making life increasingly difficult for vulnerable communities in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
we're talking about refugees who have come across from Syria. And we're talking about Lebanese who have lost their homes in the Hezbollah-Israel war.
Heart for Lebanon offers help and hope through its winter outreach. Believers share the gospel as they deliver blankets, mattresses, and warm clothing.
It baffles them. It makes them wonder, why would you care for our needs? Our Muslim brothers and sisters didn't even attend to our needs.
Pray for protection, wisdom, and boldness as teams interact with needy families.
Unless the church stands firm in times of crisis, we will miss the great opportunity to transform the Middle East for Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.